Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Now, in lesson 20, we wanted to recap all the language that we've been learning associated with bars and restaurants and so on. So what we've done is that we've gone to a restaurant, we've recorded some conversations there as we ordered some food, and we hope you enjoy the lesson.
So, as Cara explained, earlier this week we were at a tapas restaurant and we recorded a conversation. We're going to play you this conversation in various parts, and after each section we'll talk about it. Then you'll hear the whole thing again. Here goes.
Yo tengo hambre.
Yo también. ¿Hay un restaurante por aquí?
Sí, hay uno cerca de aquí.
Bueno, vámonos.
So Cara begins by saying, yo tengo hambre. I'm hungry. I said, yo también. Me too. I then went on to ask if there was a restaurant near here. Hay un restaurante por aquí. And Cara confirmed that there was one near here. Sí, hay uno cerca de aquí. I then said, let's go, vámonos. Listen to this part of the conversation again, and this time we'll let the conversation run on as we both go into the restaurant and are greeted by the waiter.
Yo tengo hambre.
Yo también. ¿Hay un restaurante por aquí?
Sí, hay uno cerca de aquí.
Bueno, vámonos.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. ¿Tienen una mesa para dos, por favor?
Sí, claro. ¿Quieren seguirme?
So, Cara asks, ¿tienen una mesa para dos, por favor? Do you have a table for two, please? And the waiter replies, sí, claro. Claro means of course. Sí, claro. ¿Quieren seguirme? Literally, do you want to follow me? It simply means come this way. ¿Quieren seguirme? So we'll listen to that part again and then continue for a drinks order.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. ¿Tienen una mesa para dos, por favor?
Sí, claro. ¿Quieren seguirme? ¿Quieren tomar algo?
¿Qué quieres tomar tú?
Me apetece tomar un vaso de tinto.
Un agua mineral sin gas para mí y para mi amigo un vaso de vino tinto.
Muy bien, un vaso de tinto y un agua mineral sin gas.
¿Nos trae la carta, por favor?
Sí, enseguida.
So the waiter asks if we would like something to drink. ¿Quieren tomar algo? He could have equally said, ¿quieren beber algo? Cara then asked me, ¿qué quieres tomar tú? What do you want to drink, or what do you want to have? I used the phrase, me apetece, or in Latin America, me apetece. Me apetece means I fancy having, I'd like, Me apetece tomar un vaso de tinto. I'd like a red wine, a glass of red wine. And note I've just said un vaso de tinto, not vino tinto. It's a shortened way of saying red wine. I'd like a glass of red. Me apetece tomar un vaso de tinto. So Cara places the order with the waiter. Para mí, un agua mineral sin gas. Y para mi amigo, un vaso de vino tinto. The waiter repeats the order. And Cara asks, ¿Nos trae la carta, por favor? Can you bring the menu, please? The waiter says, enseguida, straight away. Let's move on.
El vino tinto para usted, señor, y el agua mineral para usted.
Gracias.
¿Están listos para pedir?
Pues, yo tengo algunas preguntas. Soy vegetariana. ¿Lleva carne este plato?
No, no lleva carne. Le aconsejo también las croquetas de champiñones.
Muy bien, gracias. Bueno, ¿nos trae una ración de patatas a la pobre? ¿Una ración de albóndigas? La tortilla española y las croquetas de champiñones.
¿Quieren también un poco de pan?
Sí, gracias.
Okay, so there's quite a lot in this section. The waiter, first of all, brings the drinks. He says, el vino tinto para usted, señor, y el agua mineral para usted. So putting the drinks down, giving each of us our drinks. And then he asks, ¿están listos para pedir? Literally, are you ready to ask? Pedir is the verb to ask. Pedir can also be used in the sense of to order. ¿Están listos para pedir? Are you ready to order? Cara says, pues, yo tengo algunas preguntas. Pues is a filler word that means, well, pues, yo tengo algunas preguntas. I have some preguntas are questions. Yo tengo algunas preguntas. She says, soy vegetariana. So Cara is a vegetarian. She asks, ¿lleva carne este plato? While pointing to a dish on the menu. ¿Lleva carne este plato? Does this dish contain meat? ¿Lleva carne este plato? The waiter replies, no, no lleva carne. No, it doesn't contain meat. He also says, le aconsejo también. I also advise to you, so I would also recommend, las croquetas de champiñones. Now, croquetas de champiñones are literally mushroom croquettes. We'll hear more about them later. Cara then orders the dishes that we are going to be eating. She asks for una ración, a portion, de patatas a lo pobre. Now, don't worry about the names of all these dishes because the waiter is going to explain this for us a little later on. She also asks for una ración de albóndigas, la tortilla española y las croquetas de champiñones. The waiter then asks one final question before taking the order. He says, ¿Quieren un poco de pan? Do you want some bread? So Cara says, yes, sí, gracias.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, before we move on to the second part of the conversation, we're going to talk to the waiter about some of the dishes that we've ordered, and he's going to explain what is in the dishes. Okay, now we've been eating some lovely tapas today. Can you explain a little what is in each of the dishes that we've had? We started off with some tortilla. What exactly is tortilla española?
Tortilla española is the potato and onion omelette.
And then we had croquetas de champiñones.
Croquetas de champiñones are mushrooms and mashed potato croquettes.
Then we had patatas a lo pobre.
Patatas a lo pobre are potatoes salted with onions and peppers.
And we had albóndigas.
Albóndigas are just meatballs.
Okay, so now you know a bit more about the food that we were eating. The waiter now brings our food.
Bueno. Las patatas a lo pobre, las albóndigas, la tortilla y las croquetas de champiñones. Y pan.
Muy bien, gracias.
¿Necesitan algo más?
No, no, ya está.
Que aproveche.
Gracias.
Gracias.
So after putting down all the dishes, the waiter asks, ¿Necesitan algo más? Do you need anything else? And we both reply, no, gracias.
¿Está todo bien?
Sí, sí, está riquísimo.
So while we're eating our meal, the waiter returns and asks, ¿Está todo bien? ¿Is everything okay? Cara replies, sí, está riquísimo. It's delicious. You remember that we had riquísimo and buenísimo. Both mean delicious when referring to food.
Bueno, ¿quieren algo de postre?
A ver, ¿quieres algo, sí?
No lo sé, ¿qué hay?
Hay de todo. Hay crema catalana, hay helado.
Pues para mí, la crema catalana.
Yo voy a tomar un helado con turrón de chocolate.
Muy bien, un helado con turrón de chocolate y una crema catalana. ¿Quieren café?
Yo sí, quisiera un café cortado.
Y yo quiero un café con leche, por favor.
Muy bien, enseguida.
So it's time to order desserts. The waiter asks, ¿Quieren algo de postre? Do you want something for dessert? ¿Quieren algo de postre? Literally, something as a dessert. Postre is the word for dessert. Cara says, A ver, let's see. ¿Quieres algo tú? Do you want anything? She speaks to me and she uses the tú form. ¿Quieres algo tú? I say, no lo sé, I don't know. ¿Qué hay? What is there? We've heard ¿qué hay? In lots of situations. Cara looks at the menu and says, hay de todo. There's everything, there's lots. Hay crema catalana, hay helado. So I decide I'm going to have the crema catalana, a sort of creme brulee. And Cara opts for the helado con turrón de chocolate. Which is ice cream, helado, ice cream, con turrón de chocolate, with chocolate turrón, a typical chocolate with nuts, which is eaten at Christmas time. We then go on to order coffees. Cara opts for a café cortado, a black coffee with a spot of milk, and I go for a café con leche, a white coffee. And then it's time to ask for the bill.
Por favor.
Diga.
¿Nos trae la cuenta, por favor?
Enseguida.
¿Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
Claro que sí.
Muchas gracias.
A ustedes. Que tengan un buen día.
So having asked for the bill, Cara asks, ¿Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito? Can I pay with a credit card? Una tarjeta de crédito. A credit card. The waiter says, claro que sí, of course. So Cara pays and the waiter finally says, que tengan buen día. Have a nice day. We're now going to listen to the whole conversation again, right from the moment we first decided to go and get something to eat. Hopefully you'll understand much more of the conversation this time around.
Yo tengo hambre.
Yo también. ¿Hay un restaurante por aquí?
Sí, hay uno cerca de aquí.
Bueno, vámonos.
Hola, buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. ¿Tienen una mesa para dos, por favor?
Sí, claro. ¿Quieren seguirme? ¿Quieren tomar algo?
¿Qué quieres tomar tú?
Me apetece tomar un vaso de tinto.
Un agua mineral sin gas para mí y, para mi amigo, un vaso de vino tinto.
Muy bien, un vaso de tinto y un agua mineral sin gas.
¿Nos trae la carta, por favor?
Sí, enseguida. El vino tinto para usted, señor, y el agua mineral para usted.
Gracias.
¿Están listos para pedir?
Pues, yo tengo algunas preguntas. Soy vegetariana. ¿Lleva carne este plato?
No, no lleva carne. Le aconsejo también las croquetas de champiñones.
Muy bien, gracias. Bueno, ¿nos trae una ración de patatas a la pobre? ¿Una ración de albóndigas? La tortilla española y las croquetas de champiñones.
¿Quieren también un poco de pan?
Sí, gracias.
Bueno, las patatas a lo pobre, las albóndigas, la tortilla y las croquetas de champiñones. ¿Y pan?
Muy bien, gracias.
¿Necesitan algo más?
No, no, ya está.
Que aproveche.
Gracias.
Gracias.
¿Está todo bien?
Sí, sí, está riquísimo.
Bueno, ¿quieren algo de postre?
A ver, ¿quieres algo tú?
No lo sé, ¿qué hay?
Hay de todo. Hay crema catalana, hay helado.
Pues para mí, la crema catalana.
Yo voy a tomar un helado con turrón de chocolate.
Muy bien. Un helado con turrón de chocolate y una crema catalana. ¿Quieren café?
Yo, sí. Quisiera un café cortado.
Y yo quiero un café con leche, por favor.
Muy bien. Enseguida.
Por favor.
Diga.
¿Nos trae la cuenta, por favor?
Enseguida.
¿Puedo pagar con tarjeta de crédito?
Claro que sí.
Muchas gracias.
A ustedes. Que tengan un buen día.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. Coffee Break Español. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.